Get Certified Together program is created by TechnoCofe, your free online knowledge sharing website, based out in London.
Just my last attempt in terms of like practicing anything around the exam was that I should be taking those two practice tests, which is in the book, and of course I have to write the answer in a paper, and it will not give me a nice desktop view, but because the questions are in the book and I have to write answers in a different sheet and then compare the answers with what the answers are given in the book, I was not able to finish both of them just before the exam because I...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Get Certified Together series. This is episode number 52. I am recording today and I am recording just on the day of Christmas. So if you are celebrating Christmas with your family, then I hope you are having an amazing time. This is festive time, this is holidays period, and we all love to relax before, of course, the kickstart of new year, and we all have those resolutions and plans. So I'm sure you guys must be excited as well as kind of nervous for the new year, like upcoming year, how maybe they have different challenges in your life. And like me, myself, of course, I'm having the same dilemma which I shared, I think, in the last year's episode as well. Should I continue running my website or not? So all those sort of things, every year we tend to plan like something new, something exciting. Some plans really work out, sometimes some of the plans we are not able to execute, but that's what life it is. Then, but of course right now it's not the time to think about those and start getting worried about the future. It's time to enjoy the family time, spend time with your loved one. Because ultimately what we are doing here, we are trying to learn new skills, to get better in the job, to get better in the market, to learn interesting new technologies. And of course, what we really want to achieve is, first of all, we are doing it because we have interest in it. And of course, it's paying us back in some way. So there is absolutely no shame in accepting that we are doing it because we want to get paid better. We want to get into a job where we are respected better. And of course, learning new skills, getting certified is one of the way to do it. So, like I said, with Get Certified Together, this is what we try to achieve. And in last week episode, when I tried to cover like how it all went for last 2 or 3 weeks before the certification day, and what kind of preparation I did, what kind of plan I try to put in place, because like I mentioned, you can't reread everything, you can't relearn everything, and you can't even like start referring some new documents or new books on those last 2 to 3 weeks. So in summary, what I mentioned last time was that what you try to did till that time, just revise that. Just make sure that you know the concepts from those documentation, those books, those references better. And that is what will help you in that examination day. So in today's episode, I will be covering like what I did on the morning of examination as well as like during that examination period. So what kind of steps I had to go before, because this is not a remotely proctored exam. You have to really go into the examination center and you need to sit in front of your desktop, and what kind of things you need to make sure that you're doing during that time, and what kind of strategy should be there, of course, because every examination, like the preparation plan, you also should be having some kind of strategy in while you're giving taking the exam as well. So I will cover those aspects in today's episode too. So today's episode will be named like Endgame Part 2, where I will be covering like what I really did during the day when I went to the examination center and when I took the exam. And of course, all the way to the end when finally I submitted the button of like, my exam is finished and I got that nice printout that you have successfully passed the exam. So today we'll try to cover those aspects. Of course, before going into that, just like a common tradition in our each episode, it's time for a quick short break. Alright, welcome back. So in today's episode, like I mentioned, we'll be covering the examination day, how to proceed with everything around that and what really is my experience. So first of all, what happened to me, like I mentioned in the last week episode that you might be looking to buying some practice examination because those like the free ones which you will be getting, they have pretty simple questions. So of course they won't help you get prepared or they might even not be able to give you the kind of like examination or kind of the questions which you might be getting in the examination. So it's not worth an effort. Means you can take those practice tests just for the sake of like getting confident. But if you're thinking like you will expect the similar kind of question in the exam, then yeah, that will not work because examination, because this is an ISC 2 official exam, it's giving you like, it's proving that you are a certified security professional in the cloud, which itself is a big thing. So you of course can't expect that it should be a straightforward like questions, which is simply asking like which type of cloud it is. Is it a public cloud, private cloud? You will find those kind of questions in the practice exams online, but those are not the kind of questions you will find in the exam. But still, like one of the practice examinations which I took or whatever, like whichever sources I tried to get hold of from the question around the questions and everything, I was able to finish most of them just the night before. However, it gets funny here. Now, remember I mentioned you like the official ISC 2 practice test book, which you can buy from Amazon or buy from different sources. I mentioned that those are kind of like, those should be the go-to books if you really want to get some idea around what kind of questions you are expecting in the examination. And those books have like two question papers, which is having full set of 130 to 140 questions. And I left them for all the way till end because just before the examination, like just my last attempt in terms of like practicing anything around the exam was that I should be taking those two practice tests, which is in the book. Then of course I have to write the answer in a paper and it will not give me a nice desktop view, but because the questions are in the book and I have to write answers in a different sheet and then compare the answers with what the answers are given in the book, I was not able to finish both of them just before the exam because I ran out of my time. And of course, in the morning of when you have like my exam was supposed to start around noon, so it was planned around 11. I dropped my daughter at school around 9, so I have like one and a half hour before I have to make drive from my home to the examination center. So that's another challenge because you can't really trust what kind of traffic you might be getting on the way. You have to sort out parking as well, so you can't really leave before like 10 or 15 minutes before. You have to go well in advance. So I didn't have much time, so the 1 hour which was left to me, I took my time out and I somehow finished like second practice exam before starting my travel for the examination center. So I reached examination center around like 5 minutes before the examination and before my official like scheduled time I had to arrive there. So I reached there, of course, they asked me like identity proofs and everything. Now this examination center, I'm sure it must be everywhere around as well. This is because Pearson View's official examination center. So Pearson View actually conducts like a different, actually have agreement with different type of examination. So different authorities, they can use that exam center to have their own test as well. So while you might be taking like ISC 2 CCSP examination, just person sitting next to you might be taking his or her driving test examination. So it's pretty amazing. Means when I see like people, you can of course see different screens and people are doing like, some of them were taking live traffic simulation exam, some of them were taking like different type of technical examination. So you might not know like who is sitting next to you, and it's not a CCSP or IC2 official center. It's a Pearson View center. So there's no point of like tapping on someone's shoulder and like asking, can you help me out? And of course, everything is recorded via camera. So that's not allowed. It means you cannot even like move from your seat. And if you really want to move out, then you have to take permission from whoever is like examination, whoever is invigilator there. So whoever is like helping conducting everything. But first of all, they will check your identity proof. They will, of course, ask you like which particular examination you want to take. This is everything for just reference or just for verification, because of course they have all the information as well. So after taking like my whole information, they asked me to put everything inside a designated cupboard. And once I have put like, I only have my IDs. So only my IDs are allowed, which I can take inside the center. Everything I have to take outside, I had to put in a separate box inside the cupboard. They have another set of verification where they took like the thumbprints and all those biometrics around that. So once that is done, they took a picture of me. And after that, then when I was like sent inside, I got this nice designated area, and I had to read all the NDA agreement and everything. So as per NDA, of course, I can share like what kind of questions were there in exam, or any specific aspect around the examination, or what kind of if I really able to like remember some question, what questions really came in the exam. I'm not supposed to share everything. And of course, for the sake of this podcast, because I don't want to have copyright or some kind of NDA sort of thing applied to me or because of this podcast. So I will, of course, not be sharing all those details. But what I mean to say is that you will be getting this agreement, which you need to sign. I have signed as well. And once you accept that, your examination will begin. Now, number of questions, it's already been told before as well. So there is a change in pattern in August. Domains and syllabus is still same, but number of questions are reduced. And so does the time of the duration of the whole exam. So officially, there is 125 number of questions and 3 hours of time. Now, that's the thing, means I have taken like, I don't even like recall how many certification exams I've taken. And most of them means I am always fairly confident, and this is my like track record as well. I always finish way before the end time. So I don't want to like brag myself, but I feel like I'm really good in multiple choice questions. So when you have like 4 options, you have to choose one of them. I fairly does well in those kind of examination, and I in terms of timings, in not really in terms of I am able to pass them and I know everything around the examination and questions, but in terms of like the timings, I normally take less time, and somehow like I'm really good in those. But for this examination, means reason why, since the day I have taken this exam, whoever asked me like what's your experience, I always tell like this is one of the hardest examination I've taken, and one of the reason was because of the timing which took for me. So I was fairly confident, just like because of my track record, that I'll be able to finish maybe in 2 hours or something like 2 hours or 2:30, something like that. But this examination almost finished when it's about end. And that's the trick now, because some of the examination which I've taken before, like not recently, but way before when I started, you were really allowed to go back. So you finish your like you do some questions, if you feel confident like this is the answer, you submit it, and just before the end of examination you can really go back to question one, and you can really like revise what you did, and you can change your mind as well. Not in this examination though. Means in this examination, if you have taken if you have selected one option and you have submitted it, it's poof, it's gone. You cannot like go back and change your mind. And it happened in like a couple of questions where after submitting, I realized, oops, I should have taken more time, because now I think the answer was something else. And that's the trick again, means for each question, you had to take your time, you had to think properly, and you had to take like, you don't guess and you just submit like whichever you feel should be right. Really take your time. Try to understand the, like, what is the context here, what's been asked. And make the best choice. And that's the trick as well. Means some of the questions I clearly recall were, having one option which sounds like more logical and one option which sounded like less logical but more appropriate around the context. And you have to understand what's been asked around the context. Don't think about like, oh, this term looks fancy or this term looks more technical, so this should be answer. It's not like that. Try to understand what option fits your context of the question. And that's the whole key. And when I say like understanding the context means you really take time to read the question like more than a couple of times. You might have to read it 3 times or 4 times. And trust me, if you read the question and if you invest more time in like understanding the question, you will take lesser time in answering the question. But if you like have a thorough reading, then you try to like correlate with the options and try to have those old way of hit and trial or just like exclude one out and go for the best option. Like I forgot what there's some official term around that, like termination or choosing the best option, something like that. But exclusion or something. Yeah, so don't do like that. Please read the question properly first. Once you have read it, then try to answer the question. So it will really help you not only getting the right answer, but of course getting the right answer in lesser time as well. So what happened to me initially was I was in that mindset like I can do it quickly. So my initial tendency was because, yeah, like I mentioned, track record, like fairly confident I can finish it up in 2 hours. So some of the initial question I started like quickly read the question and then try to go to the answers, and because I want to go submit the correct one, get the correct one and go into the next one. So that was my initial thought process for like 3 or 4 questions. Slowly I realized that I'm wasting more time because I'm reading, having one going question, trying to select answer. Of course, I cannot get in the first go. Try to read the question again, try to select the best answer, trying it to read again, because every time you read it, like every time you have another go of the question and you read the option, your mindset changes. You start like doubting your initial answer and you find like, oh no, other option sounds better now because I just reread it. The second option seems better now. Let's read it for the third time. Wait, another option is looking much better than the previous two. Don't go like that. Try to understand the question first, and then there's a fairly good chance that you will get and you will understand like which option fits the best. So like I mentioned, understand the context. Don't go with the like technical, nicely executed written term. That's not the way the whole certification exam work. They want you to think from the practical perspective, like this is the scenario, choose the best option. That's it. They are not asking, they don't want to see like you have really in-depth technical knowledge of the concept. No, they'd want to see like as per requirement, as per scenario, as per the situation you're in, can you take the best decision out of these 4? That's the whole crux of the examination. And of course, some of the questions you will find like those straightforward one as well. So I'm not saying like whole 125. I mean, I'm not breaking the NDA, I think, here, but even like those TOGAF examination, which is completely theory, there is no technical term, even they have some of the straightforward questions as well. So expecting that your whole 125 questions or even any examination you go for, expecting that they have created the whole set with the scenario-based question is actually too much on the candidate. So that's why from my personal experience, not only with this CCSP examination, but with our other certification exams as well, you always get some kind of like straightforward question, but they are really minimal and you can't really go in the examination thinking like, oh, I might be getting like 50% of the straightforward ones. So 50% is a nice percentage. And if I solve those 50%, 10 or 20% of like those scenario-based questions, 70%, I'm already passed. That's not how it works. So those scenario-based questions will be, of course, having the higher number compared to the straightforward ones. But good thing about those straightforward ones is they will give you like a nice respite from that whole scenarios and thinking and trying to find the best answer. And then suddenly you find like out of the blue in this whole Mordo kind of world, suddenly there is a glimpse of hope because you find out like a straightforward question, and this one I know the answer because this can be like only one logical answer. It's asking for a technical term, and you know that if it's asking for a technical question and three or four technologies, only one should be the one which fits it. So you will find those questions as well. You will find those kind of questions in all the examinations. So I'm not taking any sort of like I'm not leaking, or I'm not telling any breaking NDA error, like I mentioned. This is not with CCSP, this is with TOGAF as well, this is with AWS examinations as well. You will find those kind of questions, and of course it makes sense as well, because you really want to know like the candidate who is taking the examination, does he know like everything around the scenarios, everything around the different situation. But of course, they must be having some idea about the technical side as well, right? So you will find those kind of questions. So there is no brainer in that. And I'm not breaking your hopes that saying like all 125 will be scenario based. I'm also not raising your hopes that you will find a lot of them, because you have to be prepared for both kind of questions. So that's what I really want to say. And that ISC 2 book, which I mentioned, which have practice questions, you also will find a mix of both. So it's not something I'm making it up, or it's not something I'm sharing it with the kind of exam which I gave. It's written officially in the practice exam which ISC 2 publishes. Another strategy which I used to follow a lot, but lately I'm not doing it because it really doesn't make sense now with the change in the type of, in the way that exam is conducted. So remember I mentioned like in those olden days, good old days when I used to take exam, I can actually go back to the question one and can like refer and can confirm like whether I have done the right one, or can I change the option, or can I tweak anything. So I normally used to write down in a separate sheet. So normally in the PSN View Examination Center as well, they will give you a nice plastic kind of sheet and a marker. So that marker is of course erasable marker, and you the person who is like taking conducting everything and helping sorting out everything, they will take back that sheet and they will wipe it off. So of course you can take that sheet outside and later show it to everyone, or post on Twitter like this is the examination question of ISC2. So but you can use that sheet for of course making diagram, or writing down some like answer about something, or some, if you have some kind of confusion between two different technologies, you can write down, and you may, maybe you have like good muscle memory which will be able to which you can use then to solve that question. I don't know how it works. What I used to do though is like I used to write down each question in that, like each question and the answer which I have submitted for that question in that sheet. So by the end of examination, and of course making a tiny mark around that question as well, so by halfway through, if I'm fairly confident like I have submitted this question absolutely correct, of course you will feel like this is the correct answer, I will mark them as like correct right away. And if there is some question which unfortunately, despite of like reading 5 or 6 times the question, you still don't know what should be the correct answer, you ultimately have to rely on a blind guess, or maybe choose the best one, and you're doubtful that whether it's this one is right or wrong. So I used to mark them as kind of like cross mark, something like that. I'm assuming that this is wrong. So by half of the examination, I normally used to like confirm how many I have done right and how many I have done like with the 50-50 chance. Maybe they are right, maybe they are not. And get an idea like how I'm faring in the examination. So I can plan out my next half accordingly. Because if I have like more questions which are in the green zone, that I have done them correctly, of course I have some privileges for the next half that I can take some wild guesses. But if most of them are in that like yellow box where they may be right or they may be wrong, I have to really take care of my next half. There's no other option. Like I can't afford to have more wild guesses anymore. So it really used to help me before, because those which I feel like I might have taken a wild guess in some of them, I can go back and correct them, or take time out from my remaining period of time and correct those, or try to understand in a better way. in this examination, because once they are gone, they are gone, you cannot go back. It doesn't really make sense, but of course, the if it really helps you out as well, because my plan always is like 50% you do with your own pace, you try to do with your best effort, and then you have like, it will take hardly like a couple of minutes, just try to find out like which, how many are correct, how many you are confident they will give you full marks, how many you feel they might not be correct, and then plan out the next half accordingly. And if you are more into like those which might not be correct, then really put your best effort in the next half of the examination. Means in a way you have to put your best effort in the whole examination, but of course during the halfway line, if you realize, like it happened in every game as well, right? If around the halfway line you realize that you are losing or you might not win this one, you tend to put in your best effort for the next half. So at least you try to get over the finish line. And that's the whole idea behind this. Means this is something which I follow. And of course, you, if you wish, you can ignore this part and you don't bother about it. But they will give you a paper, like I mentioned, which, and a marker as well. So you can use this to write down anything. You, if you want to write the question numbers, if you want to draw a diagram, want to write some technical terms. I don't know if you are like really superstitious and want to write down some prayer before the start of examination. Never know, means everyone have a different way of achieving success, right? And there is no harm. Means as long as you are getting successful, I don't believe in like going through a different means, as long as like you are achieving the result. So yeah, means that's the whole examination. Like during the exam, how you can proceed with it, you can of course take like scheduled breaks. Timer will not stop, so that's one thing to keep in mind. If you want to take a break, you have to take out like in your existing allotted time. So 3 hours won't go like 3.5. It will still be 3 hours, but of course you can take time out if there's some emergency or something. So once your examination is over, go out, you of course submit, and then you will not get the result right away. So that's the one thing which I hate, because those remotely proctored exam, normally they give you like result right there and then itself. Some of them, like I hate Kubernetes, means Kubernetes one, they give you like result in 2 days. Means that's the worst one, right? You gave the exam and still you cannot celebrate for like another 48 hours. So, but IEC2, the CCSP examination, they also won't give right away when you submit it. You go out, of course, hand over that plastic paper or that that marker and everything to the person who is handling everything, and have your biometrics and everything again. Once you finish everything, they will call you up for in another desk, and they will of course give you a nice printout. That printout will have a result of your examination. Once you have that printout, you can grab your stuff from the cupboard where you put it before and go out and enjoy. Now, one thing to keep in mind is this examination requires endorsement as well. Now, CC exam, or Certified in Cybersecurity exam, which is kind of like a beginner or associate level exam of the IEC 2, it doesn't require any sort of endorsement, because it assumes that you don't know anything about cybersecurity and you're just now starting on it. But CCSP actually assumes that you have some idea about the cloud, you have some idea about the info security, and by some idea, I mean you have like whole 5 years worth of idea. So from where you get that endorsement? You can either get endorsement from someone you know, someone you have, something you have. No, it's not multi-factor authentication. So you can get like endorsement from someone you know, another ISC2 certified member, and they can endorse you, and they can, of course, you need their membership number and everything. You have to submit it to ISC2, and once ISC2 approves it, you will be having like official CCSP experience badge or something. So that's what you will get if you get endorsement from someone you know. If you don't have someone like me, I don't know anyone, means I don't know anyone, means that's pretty simple as that, because I am in cloud computing, cloud architect side. I know a lot of info security people. I have friends like who are working in cloud computing and cloud security, but there's one thing to have like friends in the sector, and there's another thing to go and ask those friends, can you endorse me for something? And it's of course get like, maybe someone can endorse you, someone cannot, or someone is not interested in that. So I myself haven't approached anyone. I am actually going in another route, which is getting endorsed by ISC2. Now in that case, you have to submit like your whole experience. You have to submit maybe, your offer letters or something. So you have to somehow show them like you have 5 years of experience in cloud computing, information security, cybersecurity, and means, like those 6 domains, which we keep on like learning about for this whole examination. Just think of any field out of those 6 domains in which you are working for past 5 years. If you can prove it using like your official company letterhead or something, ISC2 will endorse you. I think if you have done some kind of like graduation or master's in the field as well, you get around one year worth of experience as well. So there's a whole list of criteria and you have to match some of them. Maybe some of them fits your case, and somehow you have to prove like it's been 5 years I'm working in either of these fields, and can ISC2, can you guys please endorse me? So if ISC2 endorses you, then of course you are again getting that nice CCSP experience badge. You have 9 months of time, I think, for sorting this whole thing out. So it's not something like the moment you take examination, it's passed and like you have to do it right next day itself. You can take out your time. You of course sort out your documentation, or like I mentioned, if you have friends as well, just send them a nice message and hopefully they turn up and they endorse you for ISC2 for you. So yeah, I mean, ISC2 gives some time before you can sort those things out, and I think it's 9 months period, but it's worth cross-checking on their official website as well.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yep, I think that's all which I wanted to share from the examination perspective. And it's not an easy exam. I will reiterate it again. You please do your best. Try to understand the question and try to get the best answer. Do a nice revision. If you feel like you're getting some nice practice examination from somewhere, go for it. I normally, from my own experience, I may or may not suggest it. I don't know. Maybe it will work for you, maybe it will not, but you will not be able to guess what kind of questions are coming in the examination. So no matter how many different practice examination you take, it will not be able to replace the real exam. So that's why don't really invest more time on practicing the examination paper, but invest more time in like getting your concepts correct, reading the books, reading the documents, reading different like sources online, and that will really help out in the exam. New Year resolutions came early to me this year, so I have started like what I planned for 2025 in 2024 itself. So all of my episodes from last week onwards have a nice show notes in my official website as well. So I have paid another year for that website. It's really expensive to carry it on by your own pocket, but I don't want to take it off because I really love it. The content which I managed to put it there, I think it's 45 posts now. I really don't want to take them down. So I have paid it for 1 year next year as well. And like I mentioned, you will be getting show notes for every episode from now on. So it started with episode 51. From 51 onwards, all the episodes will be having their show notes as well. So I'll be posting show notes on the website. You can follow if you find something relevant there. And that's it. I plan some exciting new stuff for the next year. Now I mentioned, I think in one of the episodes before, that we might be getting around something around AI. So Azure AI certification was one of the one I thought that it might be worth an effort, because AI is fancy, right? AI is in now. So getting certified in anything related to AI, that's a nice thing, right? So I thought of that. Then my mind changed. Why not should we go for like AWS security professional? Means that is something which is really would be really amazing, right? You know about cloud security from the generic cloud perspective, irrespective of vendor, and now you add on to that a vendor specific cloud security exam. And AWS is still one of the big market leader in term of the cloud computing, so it makes sense to get certified in AWS security professional. I checked with my organization's official AWS enterprise support team. They mentioned that we don't offer any sort of discount even though you are our AWS customer, so I have to pay from my own pocket just like CCSP. So that's the thing. Means I am really confused, should we go for Azure AI and or AWS security professional? So that's something maybe I'll post a election, or I don't know, some kind of question voting. Yeah, voting is the right term. Some kind of voting on my Twitter feed, and if you guys are there, then you can post like which should we go for. What else? All right, yeah. So this whichever certification exam which we will be taking it from next year on will not replace the frequent interview session which we might be getting with the industry expert. So don't worry about that, those things are still happening. Means for the first time I have lined up like three of the experts already, so we have three episodes already lined up and with three different experts in around the world. So that's something I will plan as well. So don't worry about like, are we going for another certification or are we having a different way of this podcast? Are we going with some like interview session or something? So we'll be having both, and whichever like certification we think will be best for us, we'll be choosing that as well as having those interview sessions. So those whole things will be coming up in the next year, and I will take my time out during this Christmas break to plan those things out. So that's it. That's for the today's episode. And I think this is the last episode for this year. Hopefully this is the last episode for CCSP as well. So we have finished all the topics. We have shared like what kind of examination strategy should be there in terms of having this last sprint around the revision side of things, and what kind of questions you might be getting in the exam. So we have finished around CCSP, and it's time to close the book and it's time to move on to the next thing. All right, that's it for today's episode. Goodbye and good luck. And if I don't speak, like I mentioned, this is the last episode. Of course, I will not speak. Happy New Year. Enjoy your vacations and let's catch up on the other side. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Get Certified Together. If you loved our content, then please like and subscribe from your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss the notification for our next episodes and announcements.